It's 7 minutes past eight. Ronan Kelly is back with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. Mount Street, that's the main story in the papers today, and yesterday's operation to clear the 10th city there. The Irish Sun front page quotes Simon Harris saying that yesterday was an important day for the laws of the land. In pictures, the Irish Times shows a grabber smashing the tents and lifting them into the back of a refuse truck. And the Irish Independent shows the street being sprayed. Kenan Brennan, writing in the Irish Examiner, says the tents are gone, but the problem is still there. He continues, the street may have been scrubbed, but yesterday there was a fresh queue of asylum seekers, many of them families, waiting to access the International Protection Office. Mary McCarthy in the Irish Independent writes, we owed the men of Tent City protection and dignity. To our shame, we provided neither. She asks, why were the men not offered accommodation earlier? And goes on to say, such mismanagement will drive more people to the right. There are two lovely selfies on the front pages of the Belfast Telegraph and the Irish News. They're of the same teenage couple smiling and gesturing at the camera, Jamie Moore and Camille Wojciechowski. The happy selfies are a tragic contrast to the words around them, as the papers report that the two teenagers died in a crash on Tuesday night near Oma on the notorious A5 Derry Dublin Road. The Belfast Telegraph says that the day before she died, Camille had actually attended a rally in her school calling for work on the A5 upgrade to begin. The Irish News says that that upgrade was first announced in 2007. There's a man with lovely teeth pictured in the Irish Examiner this morning, which is appropriate because he's the CEO of the Irish Dental Association and he appeared at an Oireachtas committee hearing into dentistry yesterday. The meeting generated several stories for today's papers. The front page of the Examiner reports that dentists are routinely removing teeth from two-year-olds because of sugary drinks. In some cases, as many as 20 teeth have been taken out of a toddler's mouth. The Irish Times report in the Oireachtas hearing says that the Dental Council has limited powers to regulate dentists. The paper says there are about 40 dentists working here who've been sanctioned in other European countries, including one for sexual assault, and the regulator can do nothing about it. A Dental Council representative told the Oireachtas committee that he'd been contacted by a tattooist to say that she was concerned that her dentist's infection control standards didn't match the ones she uses in her tattoo studio. He had to tell her the Dental Council has no powers to enter a dental practice and inspect its hygiene standards. Two notable crime-related headlines in the papers today, one in the Examiner and one in the Herald. The Examiner headline is over a court report about the jailing of an 80-year-old man who, as a scout leader, molested five young boys in the 70s and 80s. The headline draws on a quote from one of his victims about making the complaint. He said, I wanted him to hear the cell door close behind him. The Herald story is about a criminal who had robbed a cash box and tried to pass off security dye-stained notes in betting shops. The headline there, Get Rich or Die Trying. That's on the front page of the Herald. And on the front page of the Examiner, a photo by Chani Anderson of a girls' primary school choir singing at the Cork International Choral Festival yesterday. In the middle of the choir group, one little girl with red hair, who's obviously taken to heart the teacher's instruction to smile, open your mouth and sing out. Her mouth is wider, her eyes are smilier than everyone else as she belts out the song with gusto. And it's easily one of the most uplifting things you're going to see in the papers today.
Here, here. It's a lovely photo. Thanks, Ronan. Ronan Kelly there.